Throughout the crisis, Bashir has repeatedly urged lawmakers and citizens to put politics aside and unify around a common strategy to fight COVID-19. But that goal has grown more difficult with shutdown protests, resistance to masks and other precautions, and a piecemeal reopening process that has drawn legal challenges. A federal judge ruled the administration overstepped its authority in limiting in-person demonstrations at the Capitol. And last week, plaintiffs successfully won an emergency injunction permitting Florence Speedway to fill to half capacity and a promise by a judge to take a closer look at daycare restrictions. Two prominent Republicans, Attorney General Daniel Cameron and Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles, are also both lining up behind efforts to rein in the governor's authority or give lawmakers and the public a greater say in rulemaking. Bashir has cautioned that adverse court rulings could hamper the government's ability to fight COVID-19. This is the governor in mid-May.
If we have significant limitations and we have a big spike again, it may prevent us from doing what it takes to battle that next spike.
That statement may be tested sooner than many had hoped. While Kentucky has managed to keep cases relatively in check, most states, including neighboring Tennessee, Ohio, and Indiana, are seeing a resurgence. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.